السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، مجيب الدعوة، رفيع الدرجات، رافع السماوات، وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات، وهو الذي إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا وليس لنا رب سواه. بها نحيا وبها نموت. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز وفرقانه المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العظيم. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. المسلمون من أمنه الناس على دمائهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله تعالى، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. All praise and thanks and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer and the nourisher and the provider and the protector. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does things with me and without me and against me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of each and everything in this world. Whatever it contains, in everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates and controls and sustains everything. Secondly, peace and salutation be upon our beloved Master, who Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to guide the entire human being until the day of Qiyamah. And those who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, Sahaba and companions and the friends, until the day of Qiyamah, whoever follows the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muslim brothers, mu'mins, brothers and sisters, whoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them peace and salvation. Alhamdulillah. My dear respected brothers and friends in Islam, today's our topic is the identity of a Muslim. How a Muslim should be. What Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and says and mentions in the Holy Quran about the Muslim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides us and has shown us how to live as a Muslim in real, practical, in real life. So alhamdulillah, once again my respected brothers and friends in Islam, we have gathered after a short period. We had for the examination and all, we stopped for it. Alhamdulillah, once again we have started. We have to continue monthly program in each and every topic. So that we have to keep this trend, that we have to have interact with friends, remind each other. So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this chance and opportunity, a time like this, so busy. And the time we are living in this dunya, in this world, which is so, no worry at all about the Islam and Muslims. This world and this dunya has made us such This is the plan of the disbelief. Non-Muslims, Yahudi, Nasara, who don't believe Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their plan is that how can we destroy the Muslim? How can we take the identity of a Muslim? By different way. That we can see that we are experiencing now life in a different, you know, when we go to each country, each place, that trend and the practical and the fitna which is taking place, it is so far, very far. The time is such, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the time is getting closer for the day of Qiyamah, the time is getting closer to end the world, that there will be an end for this world. As the very, we know that there is a day of resurrection, that we have to die, and the real life starts from then onwards. We have to meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things is in our books, and we have believed, and we are reading. We know that, definitely. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already said few things that will happen. So we have to know that these things are happening. That means the time, the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, resurrection is coming. It's getting closer to the world. Just imagine, see the comparative between 10 or 15, 20 years before and now, the currently what is it? So far, even a 2 year, 3 year old boy or girl, a small child, knows what it is. Taking a phone, they know how to handle it. They will speak about the things which is the name. The thing what they speak, which is beyond the imagination. They mention the vehicle's name or the bike, whatever latest thing coming that they know. Because why? Because the environment. Environment side has made us to them to see and know what it is. They watch. So my respected brothers and friends in Islam, it is most important. First of all, we have to thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has made us a Muslim. We should be proud to be a Muslim, to say that I am a Muslim. We mustn't have any fear to say that I am a Muslim. Wherever we are, whatever situation, yes, we stand, we have to stand and we have to fight that I am a Muslim. It is most important. Now the situation is coming back. We are losing our identity. That we are fearing that to say that I am a Muslim. Why? It is. We have to ask this question. We have to ask ourselves, why? What happened to us? We were not like this before. Let us go back and think. We will study the story of Sahaba. Sahaba is the example for us. We always should take as an example Sahaba. Who Sahaba's companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who lived with Rasulullah, stayed with Rasulullah, and interacted with Rasulullah. These kind of people. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about the Sahaba, then this Sahaba, radiyallahu anhu wa radhu anhu, I have except these Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among the Sahaba, there were young Sahaba, and all the things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the certificate and the Quran, the Holy Quran, Allah has made. Example, they also lived as a Muslim. They also had identity that they are Muslims, they are Sahaba. They had the brave, they had the guts. Why? Now, is it the same situation? Are we having the same braveness and the guts to speak, to sit? We have to see where the mistake has been done. What has gone wrong? Because the same Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to them, the same Quran is for us also. The same hadith, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for them and for us also. It will never change, there is no change. So we are the mistake, we are its maker. So my dear respected friends in Islam, first is most important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Holy Quran about a Muslim. We all can, if you see, there is ID, right? A person who is driving a car, he needs the license. Then if he has the license and he is confident that I am having a license, I don't have to worry. Even the cops stop me, then I can produce the license and show it. If you don't have the license, that he is here. He has that fearing that any moment what will happen, when the cops stop me, what I am going to do, this kind. So in this world, practically, there are certain things is most important. Like a passport, for example. You need a passport to say, I am a citizen of this country. To travel, they will ask your passport. That is, shows that passport will show that proof that you are a citizen of this country. If you don't have a passport and go in army, buy a ticket, air ticket, and you want to go, you want to fly, they will not allow you. You can argue, what's wrong if you have bought a ticket, you are not allowed. So the basic things are like, so these are the, for the sake of paper, like to produce and to show the identity and to get benefits. Like each and every country to show to identify, voting system to show that I am a citizen of this country. These kind of categories in the world practically issue. In the school, university, they will give a what? Student ID card. Student number, your picture, all these things. This is for the purpose of world, so how to identify. So my respected friends in Islam, identity of a Muslim, not piece of paper. Right? Piece of paper that says, born as a Muslim, your birth certificate says you are Muslim. Everybody calls you as a Muslim name. That is not identity. Reality, real life, that identity of a Muslim, that practical issue. Practically that we have to do. This what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do in this world. Practically to show. This why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to this world also. You are saying that you are a Muslim. Let me see how you are practicing. The Quran Allah says, Alastu bi rabbikum. Qalu bala. Shahidina ala anfusina. We all witness that Allah, you are the Lord. Shahidina ala anfusina. You say. فَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The moment you came to dunya, you forget this. You have forgotten your purpose. What you have said to Allah, what you have to do here, you have said. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now see, all the churches, to get the title that you say, I'm a Muslim, my birth certificate, my name, everything appears with a Muslim. Yes, that is one way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes not Muslim, mu'min. Believer, iman, mu'min. We should be a mu'min. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ The mu'mins, my believers. Most of the verse of the Holy Quran, the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and Allah says, for mu'min, so I will give the reward. I will give this reward for mu'min. So alhamdulillah, in that way we have been blessed that we have been Muslim, born as a Muslim, being a Muslim. Without any making any effort. Because we are born for mother and father, Muslim. There are amongst us the brothers who have reversed themselves. Amongst the Sahaba, they were reversed themselves. They were not Muslim previously. Early life, they were not Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the guidance, hidayah, and they were the example, the asset for them. Like that, one of the youth sahabi, I always mention these programs, youth programs, about the sahabi example you can take. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala. He has the ability of everything. He is a talented sahabi. He had money, wealth, beauty, health, everything. All the capability of this dunya, in the world to live, that he had. Young sahabi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the hidayah, guidance. He accepted Islam without the family name. The moment he accepted Islam, family came to know that he is a Muslim, he is a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chased him out of the house. That is happening here. And you can see this center also. It's mainly based on to assist the brothers, to help the brothers who have reverted, to give them some sort of knowledge. By registering, give them an identity to say that I am also a Muslim, a reverse. So this kind of support, alhamdulillah, this center here is doing a good job. So giving a support, because the moment they accept Islam, they are reversing, what will happen? Practically, they are going through a hardship. They would have been rich, money, they have money for everything, but the moment they accept, come to Islam, reverse themselves, they lose it. So those people have the value for Islam. Because they know they went through that hard, even the Sahaba. See, the Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala, he's so rich, he can afford for you expensive, like, you know, we also go for branded. We like to wear the branded and to show amongst the friends that you have the expensive phone, you have the expensive spectacle, expensive, all the branded. To show that, so if you have that, all we look at, or oh, some behind OB. It's that kind of caliber of Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala. So when Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala is walking in the street, the perfume smell, fragrance will spread, and everyone will know this is Mus'ab. Because only he can afford to have such kind of expensive perfume. So there are, in this world also in practical, see, only expensive people can wear the spectacle or the watch, certain things, expensive, with gold made out of gold and only people who can afford. So my respected brothers and friends in Islam, this is most important. So in the Sahaba's life also, they had, there were some brothers, Sahabas who accepted Islam, and they went through, they really had the best. Amongst our, practically, now also we can see our friends. Last week I met one of my, when after Jumma Bayan, in Baba Salam, after Jumma, one of a young brother came and met me. He spoke to me, he said that I have accepted Islam, but my family doesn't know, I'm still studying. So young, must be around 1890. So make dua, family doesn't know. So they have the fear. A young brother who is studying in the ACGC University, studying in ACGC. So they know, because they know the value, and they have the value they will try. So my dear respected brothers and friends in Islam, it is most important, you should realize first of all, to practice and to have that identity. If we know the value only, that we will always think, yes, there is a value. This, I am not like others. We can't be like others. There is a vast difference between non-Muslims and Muslims. Label Muslims, namely Muslims, but real Muslims. It is most important. Practical life, you can, many examples can do that. Because they know, they are proud of it. Even in non-Muslims, in Ba'athi, Allah must guide them, Allah must give them hidayah. Even though they are following some kind of practical, really, Hinduism or Buddhism, whatever they practice, but they have that they are practicing, we must show our eyes. You see, you know, a Tamil example, right? They will always want to show that I am a Tamil, and how will we know that? By, they will have that, you know, they call this, they will have their mark, they will put a, this kind. So when they go to Kovil temple and come back, and their occasion, they will not have that, hesitate and shine to show that. So that is their identity. So, oh, this person, oh, this person is a Tamil. How do I do it? By their mark, the religious way, or putting a small kind of, what do you call it, say, puttu. Oh, here they put, no? So that kind of thing. Okay. See, they, wherever they go, they have that curve. They don't scare, they don't have any fear. They travel with them. They have it. To show that, identify themselves as a Hindu or Sikh, follower of Sikh. Jewish. They have that hat. So each and every follower, we say, they have their own identity, they are proudly, wherever they go, they follow that. Why, as we Muslims, can't we practice and show our identity? As I mentioned, that where the mistake has gone wrong, we have to identify, is most important. Especially for youths like us. There was a time when, you know, our grandfathers, time before, 25, 30 years before, or olden days, people, you know, they were really pious, and they are not scared for anything, because they know that we are Muslim, they protect that identification of a Muslim. Because they protected that, they fought for that only, still now, alhamdulillah, all of us being able to practice freely in this country. That is very important, my respected friends in Islam. So each and every religious group, they have their own identity. Okay, in practical life you can see. Cricketer, who is a famous cricketer, South African cricketer, Hashim Amla. He is a Muslim. And how nicely he is proud to keep the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just because he is plain, he don't have to sacrifice his feeling. it's a hidayah. When he's praying, everybody watches. Everyone watches. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it happen in that. The beauty of a Muslim, beauty of a woman. He's a class. He will pray on time. So it is, he has certain policy. And another case you can say, when have seen normal South African players, when they play in their jersey, t-shirt, they will be logo. Like here Sri Lankan cricketers, when they play the sponsoring company, they have to wear the Dilma or whatever. Like that, the South Africa was Khasa Lager, a beer company. Beer company was sponsoring the South African cricket team. So he refused to wear that t-shirt. He refused and he fought for that. He said, I am not playing for Khasa Lager. I am playing for South Africa. I am playing for my country. So why should I wear this? He fought for it. He won the case against them. And he is paying fine for that. He is paying fine for that because he is not wearing that t-shirt with that logo. Why? Because he is a real Muslim, practically, identifying Muslim. Wherever the condition, wherever I go, I need my halal food. So that's why, my respected friends and youth in Islam, we have to lay down. We have to say that I want this way. I don't want to sacrifice my religion for the sake of dunya. Right? For the sake of name and fame, that today you will play, you will become a cricketer, another few more years, another person will come. It is not permanent, it is temporary. This life itself is a temporary. So each and every brother and friends in Islam, that we have to have that courage. I am a Muslim, I am born to Muslim. I must show my identity. Why must we be shy and have that fear? Right? That thing should come in our mind. It is most important. So when that iman is there, when that strongness is there, alhamdulillah, we can survive. You should be proud to be a Muslim, wherever I am. The time for azan, for example. We have to train our colleagues, friends, in that way. Today the problem has come, today the weakness, we try to fit into their group according to how they work. That we have the problem. The moment we give up, the moment we give up our religion, our practice, that is gone. We shouldn't take things for granted, for easy. But it has something serious. Because Allah will forgive me, no? I can pray later, I can do things late. We shouldn't do this. It is most important. So that foundation in each and every one of us, my dear respected friends in Islam, is most important. That you put that. If he can practice, why can't you practice? Why can't I practice? What's wrong with me? I'm also Muslim. My mother and father are also Muslim. Why am I shy? So there is two ways. Identity of a Muslim, as I say, practically is also most important. Not only appearance. Practically also most important. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna allaha la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa ajsamikum walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not see your fear. How many? You know, some people will have, mashallah, big beard, کرتا میری walking with a tasbih, but inside is nothing. Wearing, putting the appearance of a Muslim and doing all the haram things, doing all the wrong things. That is the point. That is the point. Another way to show ourselves what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Having here is a sunnah. It is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many of us want to keep have beard and shoulder? Otherwise, yes, I know if I have beard, I won't get proposal, or I won't get girls, but no one will like it. No. The real, to show that I am a real Muslim and a man, by the beard. Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most important. Everything, likewise, every practical issue, practical thing that we have to see. Just because, for example, like most important amongst us, the peer pressure amongst the friends. We are going, most of us going to international school, we have non-Muslim friends. We are playing the school. Yeah, we go all to whatever. We don't know all this. Now the peer pressure will come. Am I going to fit with them? Do the way they want. They're calling me for a dance or nightclub or to do a drink, to have some fun. To do the wrong things. Or because we have come out for an outing. So, you just have to think now, here the peer pressure comes, right? If I don't go with them, they will put me out. They will label me that you are so much. But if I go, you are getting the anger of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is getting angry. So there is now balance. Now that you have to choose. The sun is now. You have to fight against the shaitan, against our soul. What will you choose? What will we take? It is most important. Will we take the temporary issue or will we take the permanent solution? We can have fun, we can have all this thing, and after that, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take anything. It is most important, whatever we do, wherever we are, we should try to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try to get the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we gain and get the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will get everything out of His pleasure. Allah is saying, Allah especially loves me. So, let us go back and see. The Sahabas, young Sahabas, they were ready to go fight against the non-Muslims. They asked permission by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahab, the young Sahaba, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, and young Sahaba, how they will show themselves that they are high and they are big and try to fit in with the Sahaba, with others, so that they only also can participate. You know who killed Abu Jahl? Two young Sahab. The courage. The courage. We can, if there is a willpower, there is way. So everything, my respected Prince in Islam, and you, that mashallah, the young black, is most important. We can do. We mustn't lose our identity. But we mustn't be fear to say that I am Muslim. To practice Islam. When you are wherever we go, you should say, I am now wherever. Just for the sake of trip or for the sake of this, don't kill, don't cover your prayer. What is most important? What is the permanent solution? Most important. That is most important. That is the idea. We can enjoy. We can go now, April season is coming, holiday season, going. But make sure you pray on time. Allah says, Alladhi mu'min, Alladhi neila rukir Allah, wajilat qulubi. When the name of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been read, say Allah, their heart will be trembled. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. When the recitation of Holy Quran, recitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been read, the iman will get increased. So my dear respected friends in Islam, we have to assess our session. How old am I now? Example, what have I done? Do I have the guts to practice Islam, to say that I'm a Muslim, I'm praying, to show, to wear the hijab? These things, no, no. Now what happens here in Islam, i.e. Sunnah, you don't have to wear. It's true, one way, dress code is not identity. Wear a cap for the clothing, whatever. Most important, practically only. Practically that we have to do things. Islam, that's what is entering. But just because of the law or things doesn't appear, let's say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith is there, Prophet hadith is there, la ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyati khaliq. You don't have any authority or right to obey your parents when the parents are saying to disobey Almighty Allah fi ma'siyati khaliq. Your parents, your father, mother is asking to disobey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have to listen. Allah is there, Allah is the person. So much when it comes to Islam, religion, that we have to give the preference for that. So all of my respected friends in Islam is most important. We have to answer them, they are how old are you? How much preference I have given? How much Quran I know? Hafiz al-Quran. Among the Sahaba, they were proud to say that I am a Hafiz al-Quran. Because I know the Quran. I have memorized the Quran. So how many of us, my respected friends in Islam, can read the Quran fluently? So now today, see that in media, about the Muslims, what they say? Muslims are extremely rich. People. The bad image of it shows, right? They are saying that Muslims are extreme, they want to fight with others, they want to create problems. They are the Muslim countries, they bombing. All of these things, when you open the media, television, radio, whatever, bad thing. But in reality, my dear friends, are we like that? Have we thought, have been trained for that? Of the Quran or Hadith is saying like that? Is the same, go and fight with an un-Muslim, do things wrong, do that, no. All these guidance, the Quran and Hadith says, be good to the Muslim, a people. Be good with them. Practice. That's what I'm saying, that the difference among the Sahaba and us, they had practice. So they didn't have any fear. They didn't get scared. So whatever they are ready to face, they are ready to face because they were perfect in their life, day to day life. They were perfect. They were also human beings. But they were never lying or doing wrong things, corruption or mischievous, all these things they didn't have. Just they were perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them in such. So like that, we also, if we train ourselves in such way, we don't get scared. We, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically Allah will give a gut for us if exam is coming. For example, the school, there's an exam, I am ready to face. You can see, there are most of the possible Quran has memorized the Quran, mashallah, wherever they go, even the school, performance, they perform well. They get the good marks. Because why? They are carrying the Quran, Allah's kalam, Allah's words with them. They must be naughty, mischievous and whatever. It's normal. And as brothers and friends, human beings that we do mistakes and wrong thoughts and whatever. But, and once again, focus, we have to come back that who we are. Right? Just because things are happening, we shouldn't forget our identity for the sake of 1 hour, 2 hours, or few moments that we go out of everything, do things. Most important. We can enjoy ourselves, we can do things, but inside the Sharia. Friends, there are many things today to invite us towards the bar, wrong. You don't have to just go behind that. Just this entertainment, encouragement, we have to make sure, we have to see that by attending to that, what is the benefit I'm going to do? Most important. If you want success in your life, that means you always want our goals, right? Achievement is there. What is our achievement and goals in our life? That we have to go to study well, we have to go to pass the OL, the L, get good marks. And no one will like to fail. And all wants to pass and get good marks. Good. The moment you finish the school, high school, whatever, get a good job, position. Good salary. Then what next? Or to get married. Then what? You have to have a child. So these are the goals in our life. Then main thing that out of everything, everyone when you ask, what is your interest? What is your goal? All you have questions, right? You want to know, no, I don't want it. So that thing is life. Is life. As human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in such way, all will have some kind of interest, goals in their life to achieve today. So my respected friends in Islam, if we want to get the achievement success, this is the key. Most important. Don't lose our mind that praying on time, obeying the commandment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever we are, just for the sake of strength, to give the peer pressure, for that time don't go out, I mean, don't get the anger of Almighty Allah. The moment you slip out, the moment you go, it's gone. You cannot come back. Like I gave some few examples. It's most important. Last 2 weeks before I went to CSI school, they had this slum day, 2 or 3 were coming. They had a play. They were playing a play that among the youngsters, that the youngsters, they were playing cricket. So why we are playing cricket? One friend is inviting, calling towards the salah time. Say, come, Azan is going on, come the salah. So another friend is saying that, what nonsense, we have to play, we have to finish this match. So if that play shows that importance of the salah, that play shows that, the entire play shows that importance of salah, they were arguing. So it might, so in this world the result is that, the result we are the loser, that person who argues, he is the winner. But the end result, end of the day, the person who left for sake of Allah, I want to pray now, he is the success. So that is most important. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given 5 times salah, praying on time, the reward, praying on time, most important. So today, alhamdulillah, information is here. Not restricting your, do only this thing, say this. Balance your life. Right? I always tell that, balance. We are okay, for example, we like to listen to music. Okay. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? Al-ghina yumbitul nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitul ma'ar. Listening to the music, what will make the music? Music will make us to hypocrisy in our heart. But we like enough. So that attention, that liking that we have to direct towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening, the same thing the Quran is towards it. Can't you do that? Huh? Listening towards the Quran is towards subhanallah. Today there are many Qari who can be fluently, very nice. There is a young boy, you know, young chap, I think we saw, he got the first reward in Saudi Arabia. How nicely, how fluently he is reading. Seek the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So divert that attention towards the listening to Quran and listening to some Islamic song with good meaning, which gives the thought of dunya, akhirat, about the sunnah of Rasulullah. So like this kind of example. So not that don't deviate from that liking, that practicing. We try to see how can I divert this towards getting the pleasure of Allah. Facebook. Through the Facebook, okay, you share some good things. You share some dawah, I mean, you give some dawah, you speak to them a good thought. It's a means of communication. Reminding each other, did you pray today, how did you do, what? These kinds. So that's most important. Not that saying that don't do to all you worship. That's why in Islam also says, Islam doesn't encourage that celebrity. La karunata fi Islam. Celebrity means being extremism. You have to be only worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam doesn't like it. Islam wants no one people like it. Islam wants moderate youngsters like us, youth people, who can cater for everybody. You can carry this message at home. So why expect that strength and youth in Islam? You are the assets of Islam. You are the assets that can carry the message and take and go. And the problems amongst us, you know, that in the country, the situation that we are facing, we all shouldn't lose the identity. This Hawa set the gut because they practice, then yet we are fearing. Today that we are scared, that saying that what will happen to us, you know, what is the situation, we are losing the confidence. Why? Because we are not perfect in our ibadah, practical life, not praying on time, not doing zikr, not reciting Quran. So automatically the weakness will come. Because the more you, in what you try to make effort, that only will increase. The full life of Allah wa sallam says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَحَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ الْوَهْمُ Sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah, what is wahm? Wahm means, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, people will have more dunya loving. Means to live long in this world, seeing the facilities. Their achievement goal will be, want to have a nice, luxurious life. They will never satisfy with what they have. And this comes to kharahiyya for the most. He will get back to die. When the mouth comes, oh, I'm young here. I still have to live. I still have to get married. So please don't speak about it. It's always alhamdulillah. I'm very proud to see that. And the program like this, the heart talk, we have initiated it. Going on. So that we have to, this we are amongst the friends. How, like society, Islamic society in school. Always come up with good ideas. Allah has given each and every one talent. Each and every friend, each and everybody has your own talent. Annasu ma'adin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, people are like treasure. Al-zahab wal fi. In treasure, that we don't know what is there. You might say, gem, pearl, diamond. So each and every individual, Allah has given talent. We don't know that what is the talent Allah has given to you. We should identify it by practicing. Allah will give you that talent. That does will give. So contribute towards the Islam. Contribute towards the deen is most important. Like the example, salah is most important. Keep having the beard. As-salam, telling salam. When you see friends, you probably the salam alaikum. So that's true. And to reply, وعلیکم السلام. Oh, you know nicely, now we are sitting in a gathering that all are Muslims. So when you sneeze, you say Alhamdulillah. Why must you say? Why you say Alhamdulillah? The next brother will say, Yarhamukallah. You are giving a dua. This kind of practical thing to bring in our life. Improve our life. Allah has given the youth is very important, right? It's not too late. But this time is good because memory power. Whatever we do, it's an asset for our future. So if you want a good future, this is how we have to. But like I said, balance up, moderate. You shouldn't take one side. So always must balance it and see what the world is saying, what people are saying. Go real, find out. And another very important thing, for example, certain things, right? Certain batil, certain wrong things. By making and doing publicity, that all start looking at it, watching that. That is a big mistake. A thing, the moment you see a thing, it is wrong, for example, a video clip, or certain things that you found out, you saw, this is wrong, this is not, it's not good for us, or message, that you have to keep it for yourself. If it is a good thing, what are the credit or speculative rights? If it is a wrong thing, bad thing, please keep it for yourself. Why should you all guys be a means for it that everyone start looking that, forwarding that message, that video clip, email, or whatever, reading that be the main cause? The thing we have to find, we need to know what is happening. So Shaitan is. Yeah. He is on call, he is alive, he is active to catch where we are, what we are doing. So it's most important. So inshallah, let us work together and support you, whatever, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us in this way. Allah subhanahu, like I said, this, if you want success in every, when you want to write the exam or going for an interview, want looking for a job, anything, what you want, please get through this. Get Allah. Allah is our friend. Allah is the best friend now. Be the best friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be the font of Allah. Be the font of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is enough. You don't worry about the word. What they say, they automatically it will come. So spend some time reading Quran, learning Arabic, learning good things, and coordinate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khair.
For more lectures, visit SLHub.com.